Welcome to a special COVID-19 edition of Focus Richmond, brought to you by the Children's Hospital of Richmond at VCU. Today, we're talking with Dr. Tiffany Kimbrough, Medical Director at the Newborn Nursery and General Practitioner at the Children's Hospital of Richmond at VCU. Dr. Kimbrough, how should parents best protect their infant from potentially contracting the virus?
The best way is to continue to practice social distancing where you can. You know, when do I really need to leave the house and who am I going to allow back into my home in terms of visiting and meeting with family and friends? If you are a mom who is breastfeeding or nursing, we do strongly encourage you to continue doing that during any childhood illness. There's no reason to stop. That can be very helpful if your body is producing antibodies against viruses to help pass those along to your child. We do encourage everyone to, you know, follow the governor's guidance on wearing masks when they're leaving the home, with the exception of, you know, children under the age of 2, and then to continue to do good hand washing throughout the day. There's going to be times where you do, you know, have to leave the home with your kiddo, and you just take as many precautions as you can to make that a safe experience for everyone. And that might include, you know, wiping down your stroller, your car seat handles. There are great, you know, car seat blankets that you can drape over your car seat to help reduce droplets, and just following, you know, the 6 feet social distancing guidance when you're in a store or pharmacy to try to stay away from those other patrons that might be there.
What about routine checkups or other doctor visits? Are they safe?
Absolutely. Doctor's offices are taking an inordinate number of precautions to make that visit a safe experience for everyone. And what we are concerned about as pediatricians is that we are seeing major decreases in the rates of children being vaccinated against routine illnesses since the coronavirus pandemic began. And so what we as pediatricians are worried about is the potential for another pandemic to break out on top of coronavirus.
And what would that procedure look like if I was concerned my child had COVID-19? What should I do?
I think my first piece of advice is to try not to panic. I know as a parent, I'm a mom of 2, you know, there's a lot of information in the news, especially about one of the complications of the novel coronavirus in children. But the good news is that children still do remarkably well with coronavirus compared to adults. The second step is to take stock of what your child's symptoms are. Because we know that kids are not little adults, their symptoms can actually look different. If you have concerns, give your child's healthcare provider a call to discuss those and determine what the best next steps are for your little one.
Thank you, Dr. Kimbrough. Join us again every Tuesday and Thursday just after 10 a.m. for Focus Richmond COVID-19 updates with VCU Health and the Children's Hospital of Richmond at VCU. To learn more, please visit chrichmond.org/COVID-19.